Just a warning, HHE is rated R or 18 in the UK. Swearing and things like that will be in these episodes. Please do not listen around children. And let's get to the show. You have been warned. Welcome to HHE. That is Halloween Horror Events Podcast. We are a podcast about horror events in the UK and Orlando, Florida.
Yep. So you can also follow us on all our socials at HHE Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find us.
Subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and make sure you give us a 5-star review. Cheers.
He forgot YouTube, guys. Get us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And that as well.
Hi, everyone. It's Phil here. Just to let you know, we did record an absolute banging episode. Was about 45 minutes long, I believe. Unfortunately, the file was corrupted. Obviously, we normally go on YouTube. Couldn't get the video back. I have got most of the sound back, thanks to help from my brother on my laptop. We got the audio back, most of it. Bits of it were just so bad I've had to clip out. So we've tried to make it sound as good as possible. So please enjoy this episode. But if it sounds a bit weird, you know why. Now back to, well, me. Howdy-o, peeps, and welcome back to HHE Podcast. We've been on our jolly holidays, or for you Americans, our vacation, and we are back ready for the new haunt season. Me and Simon have been to Tenerife, and Joe's been working his bollocks off.
Yeah.
In what, 28, 30 degree heat?
Yeah, it's been warm.
A lovely aircon for 2 weeks.
God. I've got a nice fan between my legs at the moment.
Is that Julie?
No, she's in bed.
Matron.
Right,
we're back.
Yes, we're back. We have news. Woohoo! It's only took like 5 months.
Monster Stomp is back.
Well, and Phil is not going to it. There's your fucking news. And all you people who love it, this is a year of me really taking the piss out of it, because it is like the Flash CGI. And if you've seen that movie, the director of the Flash has decided to make an excuse that the CGI was meant to look bad now on purpose.
So it's supposed to be the be-alls and ends-all film, but ends up being crap because CGI is terrible.
CGI is like, remember The Rock as the Scorpion King?
Oh,
we're in the flashes. We're in
the early 2000s CGI. Jesus Christ. Anyway, boys, we got an announcement for Halloween Horror Nights. It's finally give you an announcement. The worst kept secret of Halloween Horror Nights. What do you reckon? Was it the Naughty Dogs?
I'll tell you what. I'll be the last of us to answer this. Hey, puns, anyway. Here we go.
Well, let's just put this on for the peeps.
Oh god, make sure you turn the sound on though so they can hear it.
It's already on. It should be on. Bit loud for me, but...
I don't hear anything. That's what I mean. You've got to turn it on Zoom.
The sound is on.
No, Simon, our end it's not. You have to, when you go into videos, it's the bottom left corner, it says add sound for other participants. People, welcome back to HHE.
The only thing I've got up here is move the screen down to the bottom.
Well, this Mac's a rubbish.
Not the Mac. It is. Honestly, it's this thing. It is terrible.
It's not. I know how to do it. It says add the sound. If I knew where he had it, I would go and do it.
There we go.
He's found it, guys.
Anyway, so there you go.
Guys, I'm telling you,
obviously,
it's real.
People have already seen this.
Why are you so obsessed with this universal legend?
I heard a lot of people saying about this.
Tell you the truth, I've not really.
You think I'd be used to them by now?
Yeah, thanks for paying attention, Jordy.
Sorry.
Or I just skipped to exactly 32 seconds in the video.
Jeez,
and I...
another conspiracy theory? There's no getting
them
apart.
Hey, are you guys seeing this?
What's happening?
Needs to pay a bill.
I'll give it the old click. Scared of the dark.
Step into the world of The Last of Us. Only at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights.
I love that guy at the end.
PlayStation, not Xbox, because PlayStation rules.
Well, it's not just like it's PlayStation only.
I know. That's why PlayStation rules.
But it's Naughty Dog's Last of Us, not based on the series. It's based on the game.
Well, it's pretty much it's based on the series because it's basically the same thing.
Well,
yeah, I think the game's a bit scarier. I think.
Yeah. Well, there's thank you to Craig Willocks. He actually linked in the what they're called in between the games. The credit scene. Yeah, cutscenes. He's linked a video of all the cutscenes for Last of Us 1. He said he copied us in it, and I watched it the other day. And I played most of the game, but not all of it. Straight away they don't mention anything about a car battery until halfway through. It's all about guns, so they kind of change little things in the series and stuff.
Guns, I get right. Gun.
And there's a lot of swearing in it as well. There's a lot of swearing in the cutscenes. So, what do you two guys think of The Last of Us?
Roger.
You go first, Bill.
No, you. I'm right, going, so it doesn't matter.
I'll be honest, if this was announced 2 months ago, there was a chance that I might have booked up and gone. I didn't play a lot of the game. I mean, I really like the series. When the game came out, I think 2 or 3 months before Grand Theft Auto 5, so I held out for GTA 5 and didn't really play The Last of Us.
Oh, was it back in the day when you had to keep your money saved up for the games, not just buy one every week?
Yeah, mate. That was the year I had my first kid, so money was tight. But, yeah, I love the series. But, yeah, I think I would have booked. I would have gone. Right.
Well, it's not made any difference to me. It was supposed to be there last year. They got pulled at the last minute. And I think they've gone down the right route, to be fair.
Hmm.
Going for the game rather than the Pedro Pascal lookalike, because you're kind of sticking yourself to that person then, and that person will want a lot of money for his face.
So yeah,
and probably voiceovers.
Yeah, well, they would kind of go borderline on the Walking Dead area, you know, where they couldn't get the characters from the Walking Dead, AMC's Walking Dead. So they've gone for the game, which, to be honest, you just put someone in a flannel jacket, that leather jacket and jeans, and away you go. That's it. The character's done, isn't it? So, yeah. What are your thoughts then, Bill? Since you're the one who's going.
Obviously, I'm looking forward to it. It is better it's on the game because there's going to be more clickers, zombies, etc. in it now, because the series was more about the personal feelings of the two main characters and following their story arc. Wasn't really into the haunt part of it. So that's going to make it a bit more interesting. God, I sound boring, don't I? It's going to be awesome. And quite frankly, if I wasn't going this year, I would have been gutted.
Oh, shut up. after we got the announcement in, thank you to Orlando Informer, we have some merch released for The Last of Us. You might be able to see that on the screen, hopefully.
First things first, I want to say, I've seen a few people going, it's not black merch. Thank God, it's so boring, everything being black.
Thank you for bringing that up, Phil, because that's annoyed me a little bit, because all we had for the last five, six years is we need some colour, we need different colours of black, we need different colours of black. And you get one, and you still whinge, even though it does look like Groot swallowed Joel and Ellie. But
now you've said that, I can see it.
It looks like Groot.
I'm not going to lie, I don't fancy getting the T-shirt.
No.
You can pick me one up while you're out there, and I'll give you the money.
Yeah that would be a service charge and a delivery charge on top of $150 each.
I do like how they've gone for the classic Halloween Horror Nights with the 2023 dripping, rather than it being all the same font. And then obviously they've still got the Chucky
Well. You know, when they you've zoomed in with a picture as well, what I like, by the way, people, yeah, again, if you're listening, we are also on YouTube, yeah. So go and check us out on there. You can see this stuff as well. I like how on the photo you got the on the t-shirt you got the blood splattering on the front.
Yeah. Yeah. So and obviously that's what I wanted to ask you as well. What are you thinking about Never Go Alone with the tagline again for the third year?
It's better than Scream Squad.
Well, Scream Squad wasn't the tagline, was it? Scream Squad was just a thing they brought up. But Never Go Alone, it's the third year they've used it. Look, Phil's showing it now on the screen. That's from last year's.
Quite frankly, it's something I don't remember until I see it. It's not a tagline what stays in your mind. I mean, Stay Spooky was better.
Yeah, well, supposedly everyone's using Stay Spooky. You can't use it anymore.
Yeah, that's what you've changed, haven't you?
I don't even know what I say anymore. I haven't got a clue. So, yeah, I don't know if this merch will still be there when you get there in September because it's the release merch, but...
I think it will be. I think they overmake everything now. I think they've learned their lessons from a few years ago.
Yeah. So, that's really it for Halloween Horror Nights, I think. I have got news of Skirr Kingdom in Blackburn. The one supposed to have done a Valentine and a Christmas event this year that didn't go ahead. They are back, officially back, and I've got my tickets for, I think it's the 6th of October, the Saturday night. Can't hear what you said.
I was just whispering to myself, God, I look tanned.
No, you just look like a beetroot.
Don't be jealous, mate. Oh, look at him arms. Oh, look at that.
This is the colour I go on. I stay this colour. So I don't make a difference to me. But there is one more thing I did find on Twitter. I wanted to get your thoughts on it at the moment. We have, what is it called? Horrored Out Horror has released another speculation map.
Hallowed Out Horror.
That's the one. And this time he's got Skurs on it.
I'm surprised we've got another spec map. No one's done them for months.
I know. So I noticed this the other day and I thought, let's put it out. Let's have a quick chat. Any thoughts on this, boys?
You go through them, Simon, and then we'll give our feelings on them.
Yeah, we've got the haunted houses. The ones that we definitely know are The Last of Us and Chucky. They've been announced.
Two solid starts.
The ones that are all original, well, IPs that are left to come out are, according to this, Universal Monsters, Hunchback, The Phantom, and Invisible Man. I think he's just hedging his bets on at least one of them being there. So, you've got Stranger Things with a question mark.
Yeah, imagine what they're going to do. I've got this horrible thing, they're going to do a mashup.
What, 3 and 4?
Yeah. Mm, just leave it as 4. Because they didn't do much on 3. Yeah. 3 was rubbish. Just pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
If they were going to have Stranger Things, they would have announced it by now, surely.
No.
Well, Stranger Things have officially just changed their Facebook and Twitter to Stranger Things 5 yesterday.
Also, have you seen who's joined Stranger Things 5?
No.
Nope. He is very famous for films with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Famous female actress. Terminator movies.
Oh, Sarah Connor.
Let's get the correct name. It's Linda Hamilton, isn't it?
Linda Hamilton, yeah.
She's going to be in season 5 of Stranger Things.
Oh, interesting. I'll just keep crack on with this as well. The other IP is The Exorcist, 1973. I don't know why they would do that again. Because that's already been done.
Yeah, but so was Halloween last year. I've done that before.
Like Halloween's a universal property, isn't it? So it's easy.
Yeah.
But they've done Texas Chainsaw Massacre more than once, haven't they? And that's not universal.
Yeah, but they usually wait a few years between. This is what, when was Exorcist? 26, wasn't it? 26.
If we go back to the video, that little pentagram thing, people don't at me if I've got the wrong name for it. I don't care. If truth be told, I'm not that far into stuff like that. Mm. But It was three things it could have meant. It could have meant Stranger Things, it could have been The Exorcist, and it could what's that film what was out with
Pope's Exorcist?
No, the other film, Simon. One what's been remade and came out earlier this year.
Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All had that sort of that that video had that all them three fit that.
It gives me more of an Evil Dead Rises vibe. With the because it's similar to the symbol on the book of the dead, is it?
By the way, did they say in that video something like go straight to 35 seconds or something like that? I need to look that back. Maybe there's something right in that second we're meant to be looking at. Yeah,
that was the pentagram, wasn't it?
And now, quick look, 35 seconds.
Well, something like that, wasn't it?
I'm sure it was the pentagram.
Well, 35 seconds, it starts to break up.
What's like their videos they did before?
Yeah, and she's staring straight at this camera. I'll tell you what, I'll just quickly.
I'm not sure if it was dead 35 seconds what they said on that video. I can't remember. Got brain like a sieve.
Let's see if it'll go. Click over. There you go. That's bang on 35 seconds.
Good energy.
So good energy is contagious.
But does that mean anything?
Yeah. I don't know, but that looks like E.T. to me. E.T.'s touching. Yeah,
it also looks stoned, so maybe that's not right.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the potential IPs and originals. We've got Blood Moon, Witch Cult, Bigfoot Summer Camp, Renaissance Horrors, Oddfellas Dust Bowl Carnival.
I'm looking forward to that.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That's meant to be based on an old myth, isn't it? Someone who wasn't very good at music and he made a deal with the devil, and then his music never made it big until he died.
Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Right. So, really, there's not really much you can talk about the originals until you know what the actual story is.
Well, Oddfellas, kind of, can we sort of know who the character is?
Yeah, well, Oddfella is the ringmaster that helped Jack hide the children in his
what would make kind of all horrors. It would also make him sense of the ringmaster of this event.
But he was the one who had Jack killed. And then Jack obviously came back alive and killed him and took his ringmaster outfit. That's when Jack became the ringmaster guy. So I don't know. Are they going back to before Jack and showing us a bit of a pre-Jack story? Maybe. I'll have to wait and see.
Well, if Jack can come from the back from the dead, why can't Oddfella?
Because it was his cane that gave him the special powers, and Jack still has the cane, so it will be a prequel.
But he may have a cult that follow him and stick the chain, a bit like I think it happened in Doctor Who. The Master had a cult. They go nerdism coming in, and the cult brought him back alive.
Yeah, but if you're going to bring anyone back, you're going to bring Jack back, aren't you?
Oh, Jack's been back. He was only back a couple of years ago, mate. You don't need Jack again. Let's have something different.
But I think it's going more prequel, because you've got the Renaissance horrors. That's going back further back in the past. Bigfoot is a legend from years and years and years. Blood Moon, Witch Cult. And the Devil Went Down to Georgia is like an old wives' tale.
It feels like nightmares, this does to me. Like the woman in the video. It looked like at the end she woke up from a sleep. So it's like a bit of an Elm Street sort of vibe.
Well, obviously, the two people who were in that folk video call, we'll see them in the next ones.
They did this last year. I'll tell you the truth. Come on, think something original, guys. Boring.
Anyway. But the difference with this actual map, he's got some scare zones, potential scare zones.
One of them I'm not looking forward to, if truth be told, but everyone will say it's amazing, even though the film wasn't.
What, Megan?
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
They're going to have short people walking around in dresses of different type of dolls and Megan dancing strangely and running up to you. Woo!
It's equaling out with a Chucky house, isn't it? Instead of little boys, you've got little girls. Anyway, we've got holiday-themed. That's very genetic. That word. I can't say
generic.
It. I'm getting as bad as Julie.
you've got to see my vlogs for that.
Japanese Spirits, Vamp 69.
Oh, that's please, please, please be that.
I'm getting confused here. He's put six zones on here, and there's only five on the map. He's got TB to be determined, M, which is the main.
I wonder if Vamp 69 Japanese Spirits could be mixed together and if Vamp 69 is set in Japan.
Well, he's put Megan as in R, but there's no R on the map. I reckon he's just hedging his bets that it's going to be coming because obviously that might be part of the Blumhouse bit.
Does that mean Roman?
It could be Roman.
Roman, yeah. Oh! Joe, if you called that, we would that would be the first podcast. Yes, randomly walking around the park.
Dancing around the park, yeah.
That would be very smart and actually would make it funnily interesting then. But, yeah, but also TBD.
Also, yeah, but also you don't use Q after because you've already got O, which gets people confused. So you skip the Q to put R. Anyway, but yeah, good shout that, Joe. It could be a Roman Megan's.
You look at M, it's to be announced, basically, isn't it? To be determined. That could just be Megan full stop.
Yeah. Or it could be that the Blumhouse is the Megan. Because it would make sense to have if you're
Megan,
have
yeah, surely Megan would be in Blumhouse, yeah.
Yeah. But if you're gonna have that, look at where it is on the map. If you obviously take all these places as speculation. That's where the new minions are. Well, before the new minions ride opens, little kids running around looking like little minions.
I'm also wondering if they're going to stop using that area because the way Minions is set up now, it's very colourful. It's very childish.
Minions Cafe is right opposite B, the entrance to a house, so it doesn't really. It's never been used as a Scherzo before. So what they might start using, which they have used before, is where Transformers is, which if you look on the map is where two
what
is.
You mean, yeah.
In between that little road there, they used to use that as a scare zone. And in between the Shrek building, that little runway between
if
there.
If they did that, that means most people were then going to start going right down, you know, where P and that is. So it would be then beneficial then to go clockwise around the park instead of anti-clockwise because everyone would go anti-clockwise instead.
Yeah, but there you go, guys. It came out a couple of days ago. Give hollowed out horror.
Hollowed out horror.
It's the way it happens. It's the way from Bolton. It's the way you say it.
Hollowed.
Anyway.
Hollowed.
Hello. Thank you for the map and telling we sent you over to him.
I love how Simon's so serious when me and Joe get silly.
I just got paying attention to
it. By the way, did everyone see the tweet from Halloween Horror Nights a couple of days ago? No one asked for another announcement until next week. I thought it'd be weird. And what, might mean nothing, but...
Yeah, but what did everyone do?
Well, asking for an announcement.
I'll tell you what, this media team...
Actually, not everyone asked for an announcement. Actually, there was a lot of comments in there were going, well, if you weren't so far bloody behind...
I think they've realised they made a cock up with this. But it is what it is. If people are going...
I don't think it'll be a house or a scare zone announcement next week. I think it'll be tickets.
Well, they need to start thinking about that because if the rumours of the price increase are as big as they say it's going to be...
Oh, what's that? I haven't heard that.
There's few rumours around. You're looking at 15 to 20%.
Hey, Halloween Horror Nights, how to make your event empty in 1 year. Go.
Well, that's the rumours that are flying around.
It won't empty, mate. It'll still be busy.
It will. I don't know. You keep on saying this, Joe, because I don't think you watch news like me on things like this. Right now, Tenerife travel is good, but not as exceptional like they thought it was going to be for this summer. Orlando travel is stated it's down this year already.
Yeah, well,
everything's too expensive right now. People who are living crisis worldwide are looking to decide what they're going to do. And a lot of people ain't traveling now.
Aer Lingus for Manchester are cancelling flights at least one a week because they can't fill the plane.
I think BA have cancelled a couple from Gatwick as well.
Yeah, they just can't fill the planes. It's like I said, it's not the price of the tickets. Like I said the other day when in private chat, Virgin was selling the ticket for £1. The flight, return flight was £1, but the fees was £397. And that's with them dropping the price down to £1. So they're not making any money on the flight.
I know.
It's all these old taxes and fees.
I know this is not really, and I'm saying Tenerife again, but I saw something today. I actually watched the Night Striders live and someone commented on there. It was cheaper to go to Turkey just on the flight price. They got a whole week in Turkey for the flight price you would get to Tenerife and back in the summer. So I don't know what's going on with flight prices. I'm sorry, but last time I checked, fuel prices dropped again. So I don't understand why they're still rising. We're all getting conned.
I think they're trying to pull money back from COVID, mate. They're all trying to pull money.
You don't get your money back, though, if you have an half-empty flight.
All you need to do is look at the breakdown of your flight. The flights are not that. The 17, 18 quid. It's the fees and the taxes and the surcharges that the airports are charging. And then the council, then the government are putting tax on top of it and then surcharges into that country you're going into.
What I've heard, a lot of countries' infrastructure are talking. Yeah, again, I've heard Tenerife, I've heard Cyprus, Turkey, all them places. They know they can't control the flight prices. So the hotels are starting to think maybe they need to put their prices down a bit so people can afford to come over. So it may level out eventually, but I don't see it this year, next year maybe.
I can't see the hotels taking the hit because they need to.
It's not a hit. They've been overpriced. Hotels have been overpriced for years.
It depends. You know, if you look at the big hotels, but small hotels, they have been relatively.
I can imagine increased. The ones on International Drive putting their prices down because, quite frankly, International Drive saw what it was like when they had nobody. And I think they drive out of a full house and half empty.
Yeah. I was looking online earlier at flights in September. The flights for me and the wife.
You weren't going?
Yeah, I know.
Joe, we're getting into some with you, me and Simon. So you do this and then we're having words with you.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I could get flights for me and the wife for £800.
From what airports?
From Gatwick to Orlando. And then a hotel for six nights was £290 on International Drive, which... Yeah.
£100. I said get it under £1,000 for four nights or five nights, whatever. It's a bargain. Six nights, £1,100, mate. It's a bargain.
Why haven't you not paid?
Have I not paid?
Why haven't you paid?
Because I've got other stuff going now, mate. That horror nights left it too long. I've got Amsterdam. I've got night in London. I've got too much going on.
But we're going to get into this, though, because I've heard you say a few times, once you've booked it, you need £2,000 out there for a week. What the hell are you two spending £2,000 on?
Booze.
Buy it from Walmart. No.
Phil can vouch for how much I can drink. And
He gets moody, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
If I did seven nights and I was drinking beer, I'd be struggling to spend $80-$90 a night on my own.
Yeah, but we drink all day as well.
Yeah, but that's me. You see,
No, mate, we don't get much time away from the kids. We've got to take the opportunity when it comes.
So, right, it's two of you. So what's that? A week?
Look, I don't drink much.
5 drinks, 6 drinks
each. It's not just booze. We eat out twice a day. We get merch. We get all sorts, you know. We both got tattoos last time, so that was
Are we talking £2,000 or $2,000?
$2,000.
Makes a big difference, that.
Yeah, makes
a bit more sense.
That's about £1,500 in it, so...
Yeah. That takes £500 off straight away, what we were thinking. You know what? These things called McDonald's and Checkers, mate. A lot cheaper. McDonald's ain't cheaper. No, they're not cheaper anymore, McDonald's. I'll take that back.
No. We like eating out. What? We don't get out there often, so we might as well eat out a couple of times a day, you know.
What do you mean, Hooters?
Hooters.
Yeah, man. you have to go back to your teens, mate, and preload before you go out.
Yeah.
Buy some milkshakes will fill you up.
For you people who don't understand that means drinking before you go out, but not too much, like you rat ass, like.
I did that in Tenerife with Simon. I'd meet up with Simon, but I'd obviously have a few drinks in the hotel because I was all inclusive.
I've still not stopped drinking.
I did because I got fucking well bloated and fat. I looked like 12 fucking months pregnant, and you can only go 9 months pregnant. So think about that.
anyway,
it has gone down a lot now, thank God. I was getting very worried in Tenerife.
Yeah, because you've got four.
It makes me wonder if it's something to do with yeast.
Yeah.
Why I bloated so much.
Anyway, let's get away from medical problems with Phil.
You know, we can talk normal stuff as well, Simon. We're not bloody BBC boring news.
BBC boring news. That's normal news, isn't it?
Anyway, so, Minions Land's open.
Yeah.
Soft open.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the food looks interesting.
That pulled pork, that bacon sandwich or whatever they're going about, that looks nice. But the banana stuff.
I watched PC Dev and I saw loads of the food and I was just like, it's nothing that's interested me that much.
Yeah. Designed for kids though, mate, and
it's gonna be great for my niece. She's gonna love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to spend $6 on a fucking ice lolly.
Or get banana popcorn, what doesn't taste like it until about 30 seconds after it's gone down your throat.
Right. For you Americans, you call them popsicles, we call them ice lollies. Right. I could go to literally any supermarket and buy 10 for a pound. And pay $6 for
one. But you haven't got one where it looks like a minion.
No, they're cake pops. They're not the actual proper popsicle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ice the popsicles. They do.
Oh, do you mean the ones with just normal colour ones?
Yeah, they're ice lollies. That's all they are. The candy floss, banana, watermelon, whatever. And they've got the fancier ones, which are $10.
Do they have purple rain?
No. But I know how to make that.
Hey, I know no one from Yolo's listens, and Yolo's Christianus makes better cocktails. Sorry, Sky.
Yeah, bringing that. You started a war, mate.
Joe's like, I ain't got a clue what you two are talking about.
You will do if you've watched Phil's vlogs.
Yes, Epic Phil Vlogs, YouTube. Get on it.
Cheap plug.
Yep, got it in.
Yeah.
There's nothing left, really, is there?
No, not really, boys. That's really it.
We might be back next week if there's another announcement.
I won't be. I'm working.
Me and Monster Joe will be back next week. Oh, go and get into it, Joe. Please, talk about it. We have 8 minutes left. Talk about it.
I didn't see it last time because you're too
lucky,
told.
Man.
Well, no, I made the mistake of watching the other one, the Siren Show.
But at least they were good to look at.
There was no sirens in it. It was just some fucking idiot making shit jokes.
We're thinking of the vampire one, aren't we?
No.
You were watching the Siren Stories from the rip-off of someone from Jumanji.
It was just the worst. It was so bad.
Well, you've got all that to come, haven't you, Phil?
Well, I won't be doing it. I think Joe thought it was funny while we was away, and he tweeted me into it.
I think SeaWorld should watch this and give you a VIP access.
SeaWorld would probably ban me if they saw my Twitter response. I'd rather take a shit than watch that. I am very against it. There's no lie about it. I know people like it. Simon, you've been sort of vocal, but I'm very vocal. Why do I? Is it just me, or is it just rubbish? And are the people who are loving it, and I'm not saying they're wrong, I'm trying to cover myself here, are they just being very biased and looking through haunt event tinted glasses?
I personally don't think they've had something that vibe of stuff before. That's all I can think of. We have stuff like that. They have the stage performances that they have on at schools. We have them as nativity plays and shit like that. And we all find all this corny crap boring.
Well, I find out that as well, like Bill and Ted, I think they loved that. I know Simon loved it, but to me, it was a child's version of things like Celebrity Juice in England. And that's probably why it never vibed with me, because it was...
Celebrity Juice.
Yeah, but it was potty humour to me. I mean, in the UK, even on our TV shows, we're more edgy in that. And that's not being cruel, America. But what you find edgy to us is A Day in the Park.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, the singing...
I like the knife guys.
Yeah. But if the singing was on point, it would have made sense, but the singing was off. I don't know who the singers were. They were live mic'd up, and it just didn't work. There was a song in it that needed a powerful woman's voice, and a poor voice, to be fair. Whether it was the sound guys' fault or the singer wasn't that good, I don't know. Because we never went back and watched it again.
She might have been ill. Also, I think the one thing missing from it, it needed at least a little bit of dialogue in it. All we got was a kid at the beginning. with his newspaper running around thing. That I was like, right, this is interesting. You're trying to make a musical. A musical has talking.
It felt like a very cheap musical. That's what it felt like.
But musicals have talking in them. That's my point. Yeah,
but I'm talking about a very cheap musical. It's easier to sing than to write dialogue.
Shall I get into my breaking news? It is like 97% that I will not be going next year to Halloween Horror Nights or anything in Orlando.
Well, I've been having a chat with Julie. We might be changing our dates. I don't know. We're not confirmed yet. We might skip the Christmas bit and go back to September just because of the price.
Yeah, I looked at the prices. They are mental.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we are thinking about switching hotels. I know we've got the Sapphire Falls, but
get some 2000. If you can save money, go and get a better hotel.
No, it's 2,300 for 14 nights. And I can get, the Endless Summer's 1,260.
Hmm.
Nearly a grand cheaper for a it's a standard room. But even if I went to Rosen Inn, 690 quid.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems a lot of money for Sapphire Falls.
There is nothing wrong with the Rosen Inn if it's a base.
Mate, yeah. I love the Rosen. I stay at the Rosen every time.
Of course you're London, aren't you?
We haven't got anything planned. We've got the 28th to the 11th booked, but it's only £15 deposit. If I don't go, I'll lose
£15. Me and my brother talked. I say 97% because it's at 3%. We could still drop. We could show up for a week in September, fly out on a Thursday, and get in the whole weekend.
There's another couple of friends I know are going next year because it's her 40th. So, and it's in September, so I might go for that instead.
You should go with them, and I'll go on my own with my brother and just go out for a weekend. We don't have to meet up for once. We could all have different.
We'll probably if we do because. Truth be told, as well, this 10-day holiday in Tenerife, it's too long.
Speak for yourself. I love my 14 bloody days.
Seven nights is enough for me. And I think if I'm just going to do Universal, 7 nights is enough. Am I saying it right? Seven to ten nights?
We're talking about 7 nights. And I've already said I'm quite happy just to do Halloween Horror Nights and maybe Hallow Scream and not even do the parks for the daytime. Nothing's going to change next year in the parks.
That's what we did last year. No parks in the daytime.
I don't need it. If I've done it all again this year, I don't need it next year. And then I'm back for 3 weeks 2025, obviously, because of Epic Universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the big year because I've got my points to use up as well. And I'll be staying right near Epic Universe.
You see, we're planning the first week in one of the Epic Universe hotels, and then we're moving back over to Surfside to get more of the iDrive feel.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've got my points, so...
But I'll give that 5-10 years, and all that area around Epic Universe will all be built up like International Drive.
Maybe. It depends on the planet, because like I say, they've spent a lot of money on that Kirkham Road extension, and they own a lot of that land around there now.
Yeah, so they build up and build their own version stuff in there. They'll let companies like Chili's and all them lot rent off of them.
Yeah.
Well, they might do.
Anyway, guys, that's it. Yeah,
that's it. We've had our little chat. And you've had some news.
The new vibe?
Finally, from Halloween Horror Nights. How many? It's going to be an episode a week now, isn't it?
It could be if it starts happening this way. And if some certain people can't make it in, there will be two of us usually. If we can't all three.
If I'm correct, there's 81, about 74. 4 days to Halloween Horror Nights opening night. So it's just over 10 weeks.
Right, wrap it up. Social, Simon. What's the socials? We're running out of time.
HHE Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. TikToks.
I think it's HHE or Halloween Horror Events Podcast on TikTok.
All the links are in the description. I'll put them in if Phil doesn't. Anyway.
Don't forget to follow us on YouTube as well. Give us a like and comment on the videos.
And if you do listen to this or you listen watch it, go onto our Facebook page. Give that Facebook page a bit of a look.
You're going to run that because I did nothing.
No, what I do, I put stuff on Instagram and it automatically puts it on there. But we've got 13 people following the page. It's like, what is the point?
Right. Yeah. Wrap it up. We're in the last minute.
I'm waiting for you.
For me, Phil, be epic. From Joe.
Good night. Sweet screens.
And Simon, what have you got this week?
Adios, amigos.